Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are you on fire?
How you doing, Stanky Lane?
You know I went a year without touching myself?
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go, Red Sox.
Ammonia is not contagious.
What is not contagious?
Ammonia.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Wall day, well, yeah.
5-15-75. Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Dance, too much booty in the pants. Dance, too much booty in the pants. Dance, too much booty in the pants. Dance, 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 dance. Now I've got you in the groove. Shake that booty like a fool. All the ladies with the boom. One, two, three. Let me hear you say boom shakalaka, boom shakalaka, boom. 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 Dance, too much booty in the pants. Dance, too much booty in the pants. Dance, too much booty in the pants. Dance, 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 dance.
That beat is dirtier than Rafi Torres.
Let me take off all your clothes.
That's fresh.
Disconnect the phone so nobody knows.
Check it out. Check it out.
Let me light a candle so that we can make it better. Making love until we drown.
Fresh.
I wanna sex you up.
TikTok, you don't stop.
Stop, stop.
TikTok, you don't stop.
Stop. Ooh, I wanna sex you up.
TikTok, you don't stop.
Stop, stop.
TikTok, you don't stop. Welcome to the end of my career.
Do you think anybody at the Sports Hub could kick his ass?
Scott Zolak, easily.
And the debate still goes on. 98.5 Sports Hub. It's Toucher and Rich.
What about easily?
See, the more I hear that, the more absurd it sounds.
Yeah.
And even Zolak came in here. He's like, nah, I don't think I can do that. It wouldn't happen. We, of course, have Ted Johnson in studio this morning. Always good to have him in. John Wallach. It's fine to have him in. And
see what you have to deal with on a daily basis, man. There, John.
And Nick Jamelli standing in front of us, who gets a lot of compliments on our Twitch feed. He runs the Twitch. He is known as the thickest man on the show.
He has a low center of gravity. Okay, that's what he has.
I see. I understand. He's like one of those weebles wobble when they don't fall
down.
Yes,
exactly.
Okay. Right. Well, the people love him on the Twitch because they know that he monitors it. And I heard, as the show was starting, I heard Ted Johnson saying something to Nick. And this is now I'm intrigued. You have piqued my interest because Ted Johnson said, people are telling me that your dad and my dad need to have a show together.
I have my own two recliners.
Okay, that's the recliner guy. You know?
Quality, comfort, and price. That's nice.
That, of course, is Mr. Mark Jamelli, who we all know and love. Yep. Now, I'm not aware of your. I've never heard your father speak.
Mm-hmm.
You've told us like a couple stories about him, but how do the listeners know about your father?
Yeah, okay. So I did a show this past Sunday with Joe Murray, and we had a great time. Mm-hmm. And so I threw out the idea. Joe had asked me. We worked together. Me, you, and Joe did on your show last week, and he said to me after we got off the air, he says, "Hey, you know, I want to talk to you about some barbecue when we do work together on Sunday." I was like, okay, yeah, we can talk barbecue, because he knew that my family owned a barbecue restaurant in Houston, outside of Houston, for 34 years.
And let's just say this real quick. If you run a barbecue place in Houston and you're successful, you got to be damn good at what you do.
Yeah, exactly.
The standard is unbelievably high. Okay, what's the standard in Boston? It's probably like Sweet Cheeks or something like that.
Yeah.
That's kind of known as one of the best barbecue places.
Next to Fenway,
Or the Smokehouse, which is another great place.
Yep.
You got to be at least as good as that place to stay in business.
The other part of it is, I remember with the Patriots, after you had retired, the Patriots came back to Houston to play in the Super Bowl. Didn't you host the entire team? Mm-hmm. And I heard Vince Wilfork absolutely cleaned up.
Yeah, it was great. The story that the way that goes is we actually played the year we played the Carolina Panthers in the Super Bowl in 2003 season. We played Houston in the regular season and beat them in overtime. I think it was Mike Vrabel had interception overtime to seal a kind of secure field goal kick for us to win the game. After that game, my dad brought barbecue from the Rib Tickler. That's the name of the restaurant that we had, the Rib Tickler, and brought food for the entire football team. And it was awesome. And this, the way he tells it was, and this is how it went down, was that we got cleaned out. I mean, my dad brought a ton of barbecue and there was like nothing left. Not enough left for one guy on our team, and that was Bill Belichick. Bill had there was no food for Bill, nothing left. So I felt really, I was like, "Way to go, Dad! I appreciate that." He has catered for the team before, and he did it that regular season game in 2003. But so what happened was, so Joe asked me if I wanted to talk barbecue. I said, well, instead of me talking barbecue, why don't we get my dad on the phone, Ted Sr. And so Ted Sr. came on the show, and people seem to like my dad. We've had him on a few times down in Houston.
Yeah,
he's very Texan. He's slow in his delivery, but he's still got his wit and his charm, and he's a funny, funny guy. And so we talked barbecue, and we talked NFL draft experience. And so people seem to like when my dad comes on. And so he was on with us on Sunday, had a good time having him on, talking barbecue and talking a little bit about my draft day experience. We got the draft around the corner.
All right, so this is interesting to me because I saw you tweet something yesterday, and it was kind of a follow-up on a discussion that we had near the end of the show. Now, I don't want to get into the topic right now because
it's short and easy and not much to it.
I want to save it for later, though.
Okay.
But it was about having the talk with your kid. You know,
it was great listening to you guys talk about that yesterday.
Well, I mean, now I feel a lot better about myself, and you know, like the intimidation factor that I have. Sooner or later, I'm going to have to do it with my kids. But the disasters of the way that people were told by their parents about the birds and the bees is just unbelievably humiliating. And videos and stuff. Oh, we'll get into all that later on. But did your dad, was it an awkward experience for your dad to tell you about that? Like, did he have the talk with you?
It was more of a matter of fact kind of strong opinion.
Okay.
On what I needed to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was it embarrassing at the time, or was it just like...
It was great advice.
Yeah. My father gave me good advice. It was actually something that it could have been way more awkward than it was, and it wasn't. And it's almost like if I could just copy what he said and say the exact same thing and not completely bungle it and butcher it, then I think I'm going
to
be okay.
It wasn't one of those deals, Rich, where Dad felt like he had to give me kind of a, an owner's manual kind of, or like a playbook, you know. It was kind of like he just assumed I kind of knew how it all worked.
Yeah,
he just wanted me to know one thing, and it was that one thing which was good advice. And I don't know. My son's 13. It was kind of interesting to hear the different age ranges people had the talk with the kids, like 9 years old and 10 years old.
Have you done?
I almost feel like if you have that talk that early, you're almost giving them permission. To a certain degree. So I'm almost kind of like, my son's 13 and 14, and we haven't had the talk yet.
Yeah.
It's probably coming pretty soon.
You're probably right at the spot where you got to get it done.
I don't want to be living in denial, and I don't want to be ignorant. But at the same time, I mean, there's a point in which I just assume my kids aren't, I think I have a pretty good understanding. My kids aren't that active just yet in their lives.
I think the talk was done with me when I was like 14, and by then I knew. But as I said, it was more with the other stuff.
Yeah.
But I told you the whole thing started because a friend of mine wants to tell his kid, and his kid's in third grade.
Yeah, and that's so early, man. Well,
my kids are in third grade right now, and
imagine having that? Time?
No, it's not time yet.
It's the furthest thing from their minds, I would think, at third grade.
Well, of course, but his justification was that there's like kids at school with him who have access to the internet that, you know, like the parents just believe it or not, there's kids at who are in third grade who have like tablets that the parents don't go in and block the internet or do anything like that.
Yeah.
Or so, I mean, they've got access to a lot of this stuff. And I guess a kid at the school was found pulling up some stuff. And he's like, I feel horrible that I have to do it now. But if for some reason he sees one of these videos, I got to let him know kind of what the deal is. Maybe not go like all the way into the explanation of what's happening, but maybe dude, I even talking about it right now,
it's
makes
uncomfortable,
me feel nervous.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Because I'm going to have to, because it's going to happen with me, it's soon. It's going to be real soon because my son's 11. And so, like, I mean, I'm probably going to have to do it within the next, like, couple months.
Week.
Yeah. I know. It's somewhat terrifying. But maybe we'll. I'm looking forward to hearing what your father said.
Yeah.
All right. We'll get to all of that. And also, man, what's going on in Arizona? First of all, you had the Gronkowski news, and then we've got some Robert Kraft news, mm-hmm. which is pretty interesting. And then on top of that, all of these rules proposals that have come out, there is one that has been approved. Like, all but one team approved it. That, Ted, I think you and I disagree. I saw you on Twitter last night.
Yeah.
I can't see how this does not end in just a disaster.
Oh, yeah.
For the speed of the game, the tempo of the game, the quality of the game. Mm-hmm. We'll get into that. On top of that, the Celtics last night finally
barely
stopped the bleeding against a bad team.
Wearing bad uniforms.
Wearing
just atrociously ugly uniforms.
I don't even know what the thought process and that was, other than we just want to sell a different jersey. Who's going to buy that jersey?
Not me.
The NBA does that.
Outside of Ohio.
Right. It's a wacky jersey night. And even outside of Ohio is an ugly jersey. I mean, if you live in Ohio, why would you wear that? I don't know. There's a lot of other better looking throwback jerseys and things that you could wear other than that ridiculous.
It matched the parquet floor, though.
It did.
The colors matched the colors on the floor. Yeah.
Special floor, yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, that obviously makes it worth buying. All right. 617-779-0985. We'll get to all that and more after this.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
This is Ty Law, Pro Football Hall of Famer. Have you ever seen 100,000 square feet of pure fun? Come join us at Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. Be amazed at the 30 luxury bowling lanes, a multi-level go-kart track featuring car number 24, multi-story laser tag, and more. Apex offers delicious chef-inspired menu with two full bars serving craft and local beer, plus signature cocktails featuring my very own Corbis Vodka, the official vodka of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Come to Marlboro and visit or check us out at Apex Entertainment.com.
Thanks for starting your day with Toucher and Rich.
Why are you doing this to me?
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hi, this is Tom Cruise. You're listening to Rich Schurtenlieb. There's nothing he can't do in a race car.
Hit 5 Sports Hub. It is Toucher and Rich, Ted Johnson here in studio.
I'm so jealous of you, bro. You have no idea. I have the biggest man crush on Tom Cruise.
Okay, so Tom Cruise is
for
one
of the movies. I mean, outside the movies.
He's a weird dude.
He's a different guy.
And you know what? It doesn't even bother me. Like, at first I just thought it was so strange. It
doesn't bother me.
You know, the jumping on the couch stuff and all that. But he's one of the few guys that I got to meet, like as a, you know, at like a press junket or something like that, that looks exactly the way they do on screen. Mm-hmm. It's as if he stepped off the screen and stepped right in front of you.
He's 5'2", right?
You know what? He isn't very tall, but he doesn't come across that way when you meet him. Like, that's not really the first thing that you think is, my God, this guy's short. There's been a lot of people who are like that. You're like, whoa, this dude's way shorter than I thought. For some reason, Tom Cruise didn't have that kind of aura. Maybe just because this is a guy that I grew up watching, and I'm like, oh my God, it's Tom Cruise, and he looks exactly like he did. I mean, the dude's hardly aged. So he also has that weird thing that I heard that apparently like Bill Clinton used to have. Remember that book that came out, Primary Colors, that talked about how Bill Clinton could just charm people. He had this thing.
I would say that's about Tom Brady has that Clinton-esque kind of quality too.
Yeah, like he could, like,
looks
Tom Brady
you right
could,
in the eye,
and you're like, whoa, I'm
like
an
you're
important
the only
person.
One in the room. Yeah.
Well, so after that, like during the interview, I was talking about how I was a big Days of Thunder fan, and because at the time I really liked NASCAR, and we went into, you know, kind of the training for it and everything. And after the interview was done, it was a press junket, so they bring in, like, you know, a one interviewer at a time, and you have 10 minutes with them, and after 10 minutes, you're done. You got to get out of that room. They got someone else, and they have these, like, people who are paid to be a-holes to get you in and get you out. So the 10 minutes are up, and I'm with my wife. And they say, okay, all right, thanks much, time to go. And I said, can I get a picture? And the woman goes, nope, no pictures, can't do it. And Tom goes, no. But yeah, fine, of course you can. Here, come on over here. Oh. Hey, Sally, could you take this picture for us? And do you have a camera? Oh. And I'm like, all right.
Boy, so nice guy.
So Tom gets between my wife and I, and the woman takes the picture. And I'm, you know, at that point, I'm thinking I'm going to have to run out. And he goes, all right, thanks a bunch. And he stops me, and he goes, hey, the day Dale Earnhardt died, man, that was a rough day for me. Wow. I just remember that, and you know, I thought the Intimidator was one of the best that's ever done it, and just like followed up on a conversation while all of these people are running in, just to kind of give you that little bit of extra, like, wow, we really connected. We're friends now. What did we just do here? But you were
talking. That's a great story, man.
But that's how he is. I mean, and that's.
I like that. I like hearing that, though. Because I've always liked Tom Cruise. I just know him from his movies. And you like thinking that maybe hopefully he's a good guy off this camera. And they're not always, right? I mean, there's some a-holes out there. I'd say most of them are, but to hear Tom Cruise at least have, you know, kind of be a little bit semi down to earth and engaging with you, it makes me feel good. That's cool.
Well, it's funny because there's been a couple other people who have done that. And I don't know if that's like a technique you're taught or whatever. Stallone did that when we interviewed him at the hotel because we wrapped up the interview and it was Fred and I. We were walking out and he goes, hey, and this is before the last Rambo movie came out. He goes, hey, think about making a new Rambo movie. What do you guys think about that? And I was like, and to me, I was like, like I grew up watching.
Including me in your decision.
And I was like, yeah. And he goes, but I don't want this to be like any like lame thing. I mean, I want it to be like over the top violent. Like I'm going to kill a lot of people. And I was like, oh yes, you are. Sure, it's going to be awesome. It's great. And of course, he killed a lot of people.
That was the one before. Rambo, the last Rambo was the one where he's over in whatever country,
and he does like no physical activity.
Everybody,
right? They all run like, towards him and his gun.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the one he was talking about. He was promoting, I think, the Rocky Balboa movie. And he was, you know, doing another junket where you bring people in, like, you know, two at a time. It was Fred and I. And it was the same thing, wrapping it up. And he pulls it aside. And I don't know if that's, like, taught and or that technique, but it works. Yeah. And for a moment, you're like, I'm important. But, I mean, but you're right. Like, Tom Cruise is, like, one of these guys that he plays the same guy in basically all of his movies, but I like that guy. Like he's made a couple of movies that were way off the radar that I actually really enjoyed. Like what was that one? Edge of Tomorrow.
Where
he keeps dying.
Coming back.
I remember that.
That movie was like excellent. On top of that, those Mission Impossible movies are way better than they should be. Like each one just gets better and better and better. There was only like one. It wasn't even a stinker, but the second one wasn't.
Second
that great.
One was atrocious. Yes, it was a stinker. It was awful.
Okay, well I don't remember
that's
much
the
about
one,
it.
That was the one out of the six. There are six of them, right? That's the one out of all of them they've made that has been awful.
I just remember there being
Anthony Edwards was in that too.
Oh, Goose?
No, not Anthony Edwards. Anthony Edwards.
You had a Top Gun reunion?
The guy played Hannibal Lecter. Why can't I think of his name?
Oh, Anthony Hopkins.
Anthony Hopkins.
A little different
you.
Than Goose.
Yeah, very different.
But
he was in that one. It still was awful.
So you were saying the all-time greatest Tom Cruise scene off the air?
Yeah, so I got Mike working on it.
Okay. You went all in on this.
Yeah,
really?
So I gave Mike the movie and the scene that I want. It's a genius role by Tom Cruise in you. A lot of people didn't even know that was who it was.
Oh, I think
do you know where I'm going?
I know where you're going.
You're talking about losing. It was Shelley Long, right?
Nope. Losing it.
That is an answer.
You know, another one of the best is, and it's not this movie. It's not this movie. We'll unveil it later when Mike gets all the editing done.
It's unveiling.
But the character in Magnolia. Do you remember Magnolia?
Yep. Where he played the guy who was like mystery, the one who taught people how to get laid.
Yes. Empowering men.
Yeah. I mean, it was funny. That was like half a good movie, but he was great at it.
He was great at it.
Yeah, his part was good. Another like underrated one of his is Collateral.
Oh, so good.
Collateral is excellent.
I love that movie.
Like, that's one of those that, like,
Jamie Foxx,
you forget how good it is. It was on TV the other day, and the soundtrack was awesome. It was, like, Michael Mann directed, so it was, like,
dark.
I like
Michael Mann movies, you know?
I do, too, man. I mean, Last of the Mohicans, Heat was really good. He was good, except there was one scene in
Miami Vice.
Well, Miami Vice, the movie, was good.
Yep.
But there was a scene in the movie Heat, which I laugh every time I see it. It might be one of the more unrealistic scenes in any film. So, you know Henry Rollins, right?
Mm-hmm.
Henry Rollins, you know, the guy who used to sing for Black Flag. Big dude. He's not as big as you, but he's a big dude. And he is a bad guy in the movie. And there's a scene where Al Pacino comes knocking down a hotel room door, runs in, picks up Henry effing Rollins, and all 5 foot nothing of Al Pacino, picks him up and throws him against the wall and knocks him out. I'm like, that would never happen
in real life, right?
That would be like John Wallach right now punching you in the jaw and laying you out cold. That just is something that's not going to happen.
So many fight scenes and movies, you have to suspend disbelief.
But you're asking for a lot to have Al Pacino beat up Henry Rollins. But other than that, it was actually pretty good. All right, 617-779-0985. We will get to everything going on with Robert Kraft right after this.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
This is Ty Law, Pro Football Hall of Famer. Have you ever seen 100,000 square feet of pure fun? Come join us at Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. Be amazed at the 30 Luxury Bowling Lane, a multi-level go-kart track featuring car number 24, multi-story laser tag, and more. Apex offers delicious chef-inspired menu with two full bars serving craft and local beer, plus signature cocktails featuring my very own Corbis Vodka, the official vodka of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Come to Marlboro and visit or check us out at apexentertainment.com.
Get the app, get the sports hub, get Toucher and Rich. Down. Download the Sports Hub app today.
Oh, 98.5 Sports Hub. It's Toucher and Rich. Teddy J in studio this morning, and we all know about the smoke that was the Rob Gronkowski retirement, and now it's cleared. And the big story at the NFL owners meeting in Arizona returns to the Robert Kraft saga. And after weeks of speculation as to how Mr. Kraft's going to handle all of this, we got our answer yesterday.
He's all in.
He going to fight it.
He is all in.
That's right. Robert Kraft officially entered a not guilty plea to charges on two misdemeanor counts of first-degree solicitation and has asked for a jury trial. This is all coming just days after his written statement where he apologized to family, friends, coworkers, and fans. So this means several things. Number one, his hearing that was supposed to be tomorrow morning has been canceled and rescheduled for April 9th. Cameras are going to be allowed to film him throughout the court proceedings. That is something that was announced yesterday. Number two, we get to hear Roger Goodell crow about the good of the NFL, blah, 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 when it comes to the punishment that he may or may not receive, like we heard yesterday when he was asked about it.
The personal conduct policy applies to everybody, commissioners, owners, executives, players, coaches, and it will be applied to everybody. But it will be done after we get all the facts.
All right, blah, 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 blah. But perhaps the scariest of all the things that has come out of all this, it was reported yesterday that upon Robert Kraft's not guilty plea being entered, someone or some people in the media have filed to get access to the Robert Kraft massage parlor video.
Of course they have.
Yesterday it was announced that, quote, media organizations have moved to intervene in Robert Kraft's solicitation of prostitution for the purpose of opposing his motion for a protective order to prevent non-parties from gaining access to evidence gathered during the investigation, including videotapes, which all means that there's a hard push to get that thing out there, and somebody in the media or some people in the media want this badly. Now, I don't know how you can, if you're the police or whoever's in possession of this video, how you could release it to the media if part of the argument of the defendant is that they obtained the tape illegally.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that part of it seems it would be the one.
I think a lawsuit waiting to happen big time.
Well,
that was to get out.
Ted, how much do you bet that these high-priced lawyers that Robert Kraft had went to everybody and anybody that has access to that tape and said, if this thing gets out illegally, we are going to end your lives.
Yeah.
We are going to make sure that you never make another dime. We're going to sue you for everything. And you could say that it wasn't me, and you could put your hands up, but here's the thing that we know. It's in your possession. You're responsible for it. And if it gets out, your hands are the ones that are dirty, and we are going to sue you until you will never be able to make another dime in your life.
Yeah.
I guarantee you
those conversations have gone on.
Oh, sure.
Oh, there's got to be. I mean, that's why he hired the big guns that he did, is for the intimidation factor and to threaten those guys. And it's amazing to me, though, but there is a little bit of a – They're kind of brazen, too, the police department, or I'd say very confident. Maybe not brazen, just they're very confident in their case. I mean, you have a sheriff in one of the counties, there's a joint county kind of thing going on down there, saying that, don't be surprised if the video gets out. It's one way or another, this thing's going to get out. The fact they're letting cameras into the courthouse for this arraignment on April 9th, I mean, it's kind of like, you want to fight us? Okay. I feel like they're kind of playing hardball too. The DA down there, to some respect, by just, you know, and the sheriff, when he said, you know, a week ago that don't be surprised if this video gets out. You know, they're almost making threats to Kraft too in their own way.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
Well, I'm looking at this case, and I'm looking at what's happening here compared to the Jesse Smollett case yesterday. Did you hear about how all of the charges were dropped? He's the guy who, once again, allegedly had faked his own assault by two guys that he apparently, according to reports, had paid to beat him up. He worked on that show Empire. There's videos.
Framed it as a hate crime.
Framed it as a hate crime. And then, you know, apparently the brothers were interviewed. They said that, no, he paid us to do this. Yeah. There's videotape of them going in and buying all the stuff. Apparently there's receipts for the money that this guy, Jesse, had given these guys to do all of this. And then all of it's dropped. It's all dropped. And
did you see the same thing kind of happening here, maybe?
What I'm shocked at is as to why it's gotten this far when the Jesse Smollett thing has disappeared. And Robert Kraft is A, way more powerful, mm-hmm. and B, has way more money. And I think some of it might be that they went so big in Florida, and they came right out of the box with, we've got big names. I guarantee you the reason Schefter said there's another name that's out there is because someone in that police department told him, hey, you ain't the only fish in the sea that we got here. Yeah. Oh, we got some big names. And on top of that, they are so wildly embarrassed that I think Robert Kraft's lawyers are just like going down there and saying, we're going to expose you. We're going to expose how awful this whole thing was. We want the world to know it was a sham. And that way it looks like Robert Kraft was a victim in all of this and not any kind of criminal. That they're going to try to paint him as a victim by making that Florida Police Department look wildly incompetent.
Diverting your attention away from the true facts of this case, which is he's guilty of what he did.
Okay, whether you believe that or not.
I find it very difficult to believe otherwise.
Well, legally, he's going to be able to say
that. No, of course, legally.
Not.
Hey, this is turned into a smoke and mirrors show where don't pay attention to any of this because we're going to do that.
And I know that you say that
do any of us here in this room disagree that he actually went in there and paid for services? Like
that he went to go see a prostitute?
Yes.
I believe he did.
But that's not what this is about anymore. Brilliant move.
Well,
good for you guys.
And I love the people that say it doesn't matter. You know, how does that change anything? It changes everything if you're Robert Kraft. It changes everything in the eyes of the charities that he's involved in. It changes everything in the eyes of what his punishment will be.
It shouldn't. It shouldn't, but it will. I think.
See, I think it should. I think that if you are found innocent, then, you know, why would you, like, if the, I don't know how the NFL can give you the same punishment if you are found innocent than if you are not. You know
because
what I mean? Because
Roger Goodell does not operate on the same standard as the law.
There's no set criteria for how he doles down punishment.
And that's built into the CBA. Yeah. He can rule as he sees fit.
However, we are in uncharted territory with this. And if people compare it to Jim Irsay, Jim Irsay, like, admitted it. He admitted he did all those things. If Robert Kraft ends up being found not guilty, and the videotape never shows up. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, if he says not guilty, I just went in for a massage. How are you going to punish the guy?
Hasn't Roger Goodell punished players without a guilty verdict?
And absolutely.
He has.
So there's going to be a double standard. And I haven't heard much from the NFL.
That's something else, and that would be and something else for the players to bitch about come negotiation time
And rightfully so. Rightfully so, because if everybody's held to the same standard, and even Roger Goodell has said that owners and front office people are held to a higher standard
reiterated
than the players
yesterday.
Are,
yep.
then it's a complete and double utter double standard that he's projecting there.
Somebody said because Kraft doesn't have Obama in his back pocket? What? Is he insinuating that the dude from Empire is Obama's best friend? I don't know.
Who said that?
I don't know. Someone just tweeted that. I'll double that. You know what?
That's
topic.
He's
best friends with the president of the United States. So I would say that's a little more so than having an ex-president in your back pocket. I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but I don't even know what that means. Unless Jesse Smollett's like his cousin or something. I have no idea what he's insinuating there. All right. We'll get to there's a new rule that was passed yesterday amongst all of the GMs, and dude, it's going to be a disaster. And Ted doesn't think
so. I agree.
Oh,
I agree, but I think it's going to be – it's still awesome.
Okay.
It's
awesome. so you like the chaos.
Yeah, a little chaos.
Now I'm subscribing to what you're thinking here. All right, we will get to that right after John Wall's headlines. No commercials, just John Wall.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
This is Ty Law, Pro Football Hall of Famer. Have you ever seen 100,000 square feet of pure fun? Come join us at Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. Be amazed at the 30 luxury bowling lanes, a multi-level go-kart track featuring car number 24, multi-story laser tag, and more. Apex offers delicious chef-inspired menu with two full bars serving craft and local beer, plus signature cocktails featuring my very own Corbis Vodka, the official vodka of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Come to Marlboro and visit or check us out at apexentertainment.com.
Waiting for your electrical supplies during the day or sitting in traffic is for the birds. Use the GCE Night Train from Granite City Electric and get access to over $50 million in local inventory with a free guaranteed overnight delivery of your electrical supplies anywhere in New England. So avoid wasting time waiting in line and sitting in traffic. Order by 5 p.m. and you'll have your materials the next morning by 6 a.m. guaranteed. Visit GCENightTrain.com to get on board the GCE Night Train today. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network.